Good morning for WVIK News. I'm Herb Trix. Andrew Yang's 17-day bus tour through Iowa will come to the eastern part of the state today. The Democratic presidential candidate has stops scheduled in Dubuque, Clinton, Davenport, Muscatine, and Wapello. On Friday, his bus tour will take him to Burlington, Keokuk, Mount Pleasant, and Fairfield. Work has started on the Scott County budget for next year. On Tuesday, staff made their first presentation to the Board of Supervisors. That'll be followed by several study sessions leading up to final approval in March. Budget Director David Farmer says the proposed budget is routine and stable compared to this year, except for one major project, $11 million to update the Scott Emergency Communications Center. That's resulted in what looks like a large deficit in the fiscal year beginning next July.
It's a timing difference between when we issued the debt this year versus when we're spending the dollars out next year. If you look at that capital fund over 2 years, it is balanced. We are using the reserve funds, the amount of equity we have, due to the timing of those projects.
Updating the Emergency Communications Center will include spending $6 million on new towers to improve signal coverage and $5 million for new radios. A public hearing on next year's tax levy for Scott County will be held on February 20th, with final approval on March 19th. It must be submitted to the state by March 30th. Illinois election officials say at least 3 of 16 voters who cast ballots after being mistakenly registered to vote are U.S. citizens after all. Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White's office blames an error in Illinois' automatic voter registration system. For over 500 people who self-identified as non-citizens being wrongly registered to vote. The State Board of Elections has said 16 of those individuals voted in elections in 2018 and 2019. And a spokesman says that 3 are now confirmed as U.S. citizens, and another 2 could be as well. Republicans have called for the program to be suspended. Well, River Action is encouraging cities, counties, and other agencies to help lower the cost of flood insurance for residents of the Quad Cities. Next week, the Federal Emergency Management Agency will hold a 4-day training so employees of local governments can earn certification as floodplain managers, and it's led by FEMA's National Flood Insurance Program. Carol Downey, River Action's program manager, says about 30 people have signed up. She says participating local governments have a certified, if they have a certified floodplain manager on staff, the National Flood Insurance Program will give property owners a 5% discount on their premiums.
And we're working on ways to ease that burden on especially the smaller communities that have a good number of flood insurance policies, like Andalusia, Carbon Cliff, Coal Valley, Hillsdale, Buffalo, and Scott County, and lots of them in Bettendorf.
As an example, Downey says the average premium for a flood insurance policy in Andalusia is about $1,000, and a property owner could save about $50 if one of the village's employees becomes a certified floodplain manager. The average policy in Bettendorf is more than $1,600, and the savings would be about $80. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.